Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building a Dark Side Amen intro that feels like a real D&B record in motion, not just a loop with a break on it. That's the difference between something that fills space and something that actually sets up a tune. We're going to rebuild the opening energy around the Amen break, shape it into a controlled intro, and arrange it in Ableton Live 12 so it can lead cleanly into a drop or stand on its own as a moody DJ-friendly opening section. This kind of intro lives right at the front of the tune. It might be your first 16 bars, your first 32, or the breakdown to drop lane where tension needs to build with purpose. In Dark D&B, the intro has to do a lot of work. It needs to set the mood, imply swing and tempo, leave room for the DJ, and still tell the listener, very clearly, that this track has attitude before the bass even fully arrives. And that's why this approach matters. A Dark Amen intro is one of the quickest ways to bring in jungle heritage, urgency, and tension without overcrowding the arrangement. Technically, it also keeps you honest, because the Amen is dense in the mids and transients. If you rebuild it carelessly, you get clutter, phase smear, and a weak handoff when the bass enters. But if you do it properly, you get movement without chaos. You get grit with control. You get an intro that feels alive. So let's set it up in Ableton. Start with a stripped arrangement shell. Go straight into arrangement view and create a clean 16-bar or 32-bar intro space. Put markers at bar 1, 9, 17, and 33 so you're thinking in proper phrases from the start. That matters more than people think, because Dark D&B intros work best when they feel like sections, not random clip piles. For the first pass, keep it simple, just three lanes. One Amen break lane, one atmosphere or noise lane, and one bass tease lane. That's it. If you can make those three things work, everything else becomes much easier. One of the biggest workflow traps in D&B is overbuilding before the groove has a shape. Don't do that. Let the intro earn its layers. Now get your Amen source in place. You can drag it into Simpler or just drop it straight onto an audio track and slice it manually. The goal is not to preserve the full break as one unbroken loop. The goal is to rebuild the break as a pattern with intention. So slice around the hits you actually want. The kick, the snare, the ghost snare, the hat, and any sharp crackle or tail that gives the break character. A really practical starting point is to keep the first snare where it naturally gives the phrase identity, isolate one clean kick for anchor points, retain a couple of ghost hits for shuffle, and trim tails so the loop doesn't smear across the bar. Use clip gain and fades before you start processing. That makes the edit cleaner than trying to fix everything later with plugins. And listen carefully here, because this is important. The break should still feel like one human performance, even though you're rebuilding it. If every hit feels disconnected, you lose the jungle identity. You want precision, but you still want that human lurch. Now rebuild the rhythm with dark intro logic, not full drum roll logic. Don't slam the whole Amen in from bar 1. Start reduced. Give the listener a hint of the groove first, then reveal more as the intro develops. A strong structure is something like this. The first 4 bars are sparse, mostly hats and ghost detail. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the main snare identity. Bars 9 to 12 add more kick punctuation and one extra slice of break detail. Bars 13 to 16 start loading tension before the drop. If you're writing a 32-bar intro, just keep extending that arc in a way that feels deliberate. Why this works in D&B is simple. The intro needs an arrival curve. If you reveal the full rhythm too quickly, you reduce the payoff later. That build of identity is what makes the drop feel earned. If the groove feels stiff, use Ableton's groove pool with a subtle swing source and apply a modest amount only to the chopped break, not the entire mix. Keep the top end crisp. Too much swing across the whole intro can make the drop feel late, and in D&B you really want that drop to land with confidence. Now shape the break with a simple stock device chain. A solid starting chain on the Amen drum bus is EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator. On EQ8, high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub rubbish. If it feels boxy, gently cut around 250 to 400 Hz. On drum bus, keep the drive light, maybe 5 to 15%, and be very restrained with boom unless the break truly needs it. On saturator, aim for mild drive or soft clip, enough to add harmonics and edge without turning the break into a harsh mess. What to listen for here? The snare should get a little more presence, and the ghost hits should become audible without the break turning crunchy in a bad way. If the hats start spitting at you, back off the saturation before you keep eking. That's a sign you've pushed too far. Next, bring in a bass tease that belongs to the intro, not the drop. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of previewing too much. You do not want the intro bass to feel like the full statement. You want it to feel like a shadow of the main idea. You've got two good options. One is a sub-only tease, where you use operator or wave-eatable for a sine-based pulse. Keep it low, short, and sparse. Let it hit on snare gaps or phrase starts. The other is a filtered Reese tease, where you use wave-eatable or a resampled detuned layer and low-pass it aggressively so the top of the Reese stays hidden. You can automate the filter opening slightly across 8 bars, but keep the width narrow or even mono. Choose the sub-only version if you want a cleaner, more ominous intro with maximum contrast into the drop. Choose the filtered Reese if you want a darker, more neuro-leaning club tone with more mid-range pressure before the drop. Either way, the bass should feel like a shadow, not the main event. Now check the intro against the drums immediately. This is a big one. A lot of producers build the amen in isolation, then later discover that the bass and kick are fighting for the same pocket. So put your intro in context with at least a placeholder kick and snare backbone, or the first bars of your actual drop drums. Ask yourself, does the amen snare still land clearly? Does the bass tease leave enough room for the kick fundamental and snare crack? Can a DJ mix into this without the low end feeling vague? If the kick is getting masked, carve a small pocket in the bass tease around the kick impact area. If the snare feels dull, reduce mid-range haze around 300 to 700 Hz in the atmosphere or bass layer. And here's a good rule. If the intro already feels strong with the drums alone, stop trying to decorate it. In fact, if the break pattern and tone are working, consider printing or committing the break bus to audio. That's a smart DNB move. It keeps momentum alive and stops you from endlessly nudging MIDI notes when the real job is arrangement. Now let's add atmosphere, but keep it as framing, not decoration. Dark amen intros need air, but not some polite ambient wash floating on top. Use something that sounds like pressure. Rain noise, vinyl hiss, metallic room tone, reversed reverb, low rumble, that kind of thing. A practical atmosphere chain is a texture track into EQ8, then reverb, then auto filter. High pass the texture around 150 to 300 Hz, so it doesn't muddy the break. Keep the reverb short to medium, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds depending on density. Then automate the filter so it opens slowly across 8 or 16 bars. What to listen for? The atmosphere should feel like the room is darkening around the groove. It should not feel like a pad track with drums added later. Also, if the texture gets too wide and starts eating the center, narrow it. In darker DNB, the center has to stay available for kick, snare, and later bass weight. Now we shape the tension. Use automation, but keep it deliberate. Don't automate everything. Automate the things that define the emotional shift. That usually means the bass tease filter opening, the reverb send rising slightly into the transition, a touch more break bus saturation before the drop, a small atmosphere filter move, or a short delay throw on the last amen hit before the switch. A really effective phrasing example is this. Bars 1 to 8 stay restrained and filtered. Bars 9 to 12 reveal more break detail and maybe a bit more bass movement. Bars 13 to 16 push the tension higher, and the last snare or fill gets a delay tail. Then bar 17 hits. Clean. Clear. Deadly. That kind of phrasing works in DNB because clarity of phrase makes heaviness feel bigger. If the final bar just feels like another loop, you need a more obvious tension move in the last one or two bars. Usually the answer is subtraction, not addition. Pull something away. Remove a ghost hit. Trim a tail. Leave a little more negative space. Sometimes that one move is what makes the drop feel massive. If the intro still feels too static, resample one bar of the amen with processing, then re-edit it into a fill or turnaround. This is a very DNB-friendly trick, because it creates bespoke movement from your own material. You can route the amen bus to a new audio track, print one bar with the processing and automation, reverse a small slice, or cut the tail of a snare into the next bar, then place it at bar 8 or bar 16 as a transition gesture. That can create a darker, more original opening than a generic riser. It keeps the intro rooted in the break itself, which is exactly what gives it authenticity. If it sounds too washed out, shorten the tails or commit less reverb. The fill should punch through, not dissolve into a cinematic cloud. And then, of course, the ending matters. Your intro has to hand off cleanly into the main section. In dark DNB, that usually means one of three things. A hard cut to the drop, a short stop followed by the first kick and snare of the drop, or a fill that empties the center so the bass can slam in. Keep the last one or two bars slightly more sparse than you think. That negative space makes the drop feel louder. If you overfill the final bars, the first drop bar loses impact and the DJ mix gets messy. So think of the intro as a runway, not a parade. Quick reminder here, if the tune only sounds powerful when the limiter is saving it, the arrangement is doing too much of the wrong job. Check the boundary between intro and drop with your master chain bypassed and engaged. If the handoff falls apart without mastering help, go back and fix the phrase. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't use the full amen loop from the first bar. It kills tension immediately. Don't overprocess the break into white noise, because then the ghost notes and swing get flattened. Don't let the bass tease fight the kick or snare. Don't make the atmosphere too wide or too loud. Don't skip phrase planning. And definitely check mono, because wide reese movement or stereo effects can disappear fast in club systems.